It's Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Clay Masters. Democrats who control the Iowa Senate and Republicans who control the Iowa House are still at odds over their budget targets. But there has been a little bit of movement here, and with me this morning to talk about this little bit of movement, as she is most Mondays, is our State House correspondent, Joyce Russell. Hi, Joyce.
Hello, Clay.
So Senate Democrats were looking to break the budget deadlock with House Republicans, and they proposed a $7.3 billion state budget for the coming year. And it's almost identical to what Republican Governor Terry Branstad has proposed. But now the Republican majority House still seems wary to go with it. What does this say about how budget talks are going, Joyce?
Well, Democrats and the governor, as you say, would spend the same overall amount, but of course they would spend it quite differently.
Okay.
But you're right, they've agreed on the overall amount of spending. But both the Democrats and the governor would dip into the surplus to make their budgets work, and House Republicans aren't willing to do that.
And how much to spend on K through 12 schools is still unresolved.
Yeah, Republicans are still calling for a 1.25% increase for next year, which Democrats say is not enough. There's one possible solution to this school aid impasse. I warn you, we're getting down into the weeds here.
Okay. All right. I'm ready.
They could give schools the 1.25% increase that Republicans want. Then they've done this in the past. Then they might give schools a one-year bonus to be paid out of the surplus. So that would meet the Republicans' demand that you don't use the surplus for ongoing expenses. You use it for a one-time bonus. But then it wouldn't be part of the base that the next year's increase would be built on. Like I said, we're getting down into the weeds there.
The budget Democrats in the Senate put forward introduced something that caught me a little bit by surprise, just because I hadn't heard much reporting on it. Now, there's this proposal that they have that funds an early retirement incentive package for state employees. How likely is this to be liked by House Republicans?
Well, House Republicans say they'll take a look at it. This has been done in the past in tight budget years. You encourage your better paid longtime employees to retire, and then if they're replaced, they're replaced with lower salaried employees. This has always struck me as not such a great way to save money, to encourage your employees with expertise and institutional memory to leave. But I have to say that might have something to do with how close I might be to retirement.
Okay. So how does the Republican House budget look?
Well, all we know is they plan to limit it to next year's projected tax revenues without dipping into the surplus, and that's all we can say so far.
All right. So is there any talk of just key legislators sticking around as we near May 1st when these expense accounts run out for lawmakers?
Well, it's not unusual for the legislature to drag past a schedule adjournment for, you know, a few days here and there, but we're a long way from adjournment right now. It is possible that at some point while the leaders hammer out agreements, rank-and-file lawmakers could be sent home. You know, agreements sometimes come together more quickly than you think, but just physically moving paper around, it's unlikely they could finish by May 1st, even if the two sides somehow came together today.
Okay. Well, let's move on to an issue that's been covered a lot lately, and that's medical marijuana. Has there been any movement in the Iowa House regarding that medical marijuana bill that passed the Senate?
No. The Republican leadership in the House continues to make clear they don't intend to take it up. The bill just squeaked by the Senate with 26 votes. It would legalize the production and distribution of marijuana in Iowa for medical use. 26 votes, that sounds like it was a completely partisan vote. It was almost one Democrat voted against it, one Republican voted for it. But it was clear from the debate that the stories of people with medical conditions that marijuana could alleviate have gotten through to lawmakers of both parties. The sticking point for many continues to be the fact that it's still against federal law.
Okay. So also today, it's our legislative day on River to River. What can we expect to hear later today at noon?
Well, we'll have Michael Buslow from the governor's office on to explain the plan for giving grants to students to retire their college debt. And as Earth Day approaches, the director of the Iowa Environmental Council will join us to talk about what they're still hoping for from the legislature this year.
All right. As always, thanks, Joyce.
Thank you, Clay.